The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday, and we get into the heart of Ephesians 5 by examining the connection between the Holy Spirit and the festival we can have in the kingdom of God. What? First off, though, we're going to talk about what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why do we need to be filled with the Spirit? Next, we're going to cover the celebrations of the heart, which always manifests in the communication of our words. And finally, since we're commanded to always give thanks, we're going to explore how often we actually are attending our Thanksgiving dinners.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You're welcome to text us at 214-210-8483, or you're welcome to call us at 972-445-0770. We're going to start the very show off with a very easy question. Who, according to Scripture, who is the Comforter? If you know that answer, you can text 214-210-8483. You can also call us 972-445-0770. We got a lot of stuff going on. There's just so much stuff. But I want you to keep in mind a couple of things. You can send in a prayer request. I'll be glad to do that. I received a prayer request for somebody today. I don't know if they want me to make it public, but I will absolutely pray for your relatives who are having medical procedures. Do not worry. Let me know if you want me to make that public, and we'll have the audience pray. Second, if you got a praise report, don't hesitate to share it. Third, don't forget it's not professional radio. I've proven that with thousands of shows, and I'm going to continue to prove it with thousands more. It's just radio, folks. I mean, it's radio. That's all. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. I'm going to tell you something that I've never told you before. I'm going to break one of my own rules. What? Well, it wasn't really a rule. It's something that I told you we were going to do. I went through the material ad nauseum, especially this morning. We're going to be doing Ephesians 5, 18, 19, and 20, but I'm going to have to wait until tomorrow. I'm going to have to wait until tomorrow to do the teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit because there's so much. There's too much. I can't get it all in an hour. So what I'm going to do today is talk about the filling of the Holy Spirit. What is that whole thing about? What do you mean be filled with the Holy Spirit? We're going to dive into that, go into Ephesians 5, 18, 19, and 20. Tomorrow, we're going to deal with the baptism of, with, and in the Holy Spirit. You're going to find out that there are multiple points of views. You're going to have to decide. It's not whatever one person says or another person says is what you believe is right. There's nothing in this that should affect fellowship in any way, shape, or form. It's just how you approach the Scriptures and how you think it applies. That's all it is. So everybody who's freaking out, I want you to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Okay, relax. Just relax. Okay. All right. Who is the Comforter? Who is the Comforter, according to what Jesus said? Who is the Comforter that he was going to send? in John 14, 15, 16, 17. I should have clarified that. That's my fault. I apologize. So just go ahead and text that answer in. Just retext. Somebody text it in. Retext it. 214-210-8483. Or you can call 97. What's our number? Our number is, I think, or was it 972-445-0770. You would think I would know that since I dialed it, you know, 150 times in the last 7 weeks. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I need prayer and therapy. I got two words for you. Therapy. Okay. So I do want to acknowledge that we are not going to be covering our typical ministry partners when we do expository teaching. We don't do it that quite the same way, so we give them shout-outs. So a big shout-out to Kimberly Ellis. You can, if you have any questions about homes or anything like that, go to our website, hemustincrease.org. Get in contact with Kimberly that way or call her at 903-48-HOMES. Give a shout-out to Johnny, who texted me yesterday, Johnny Hill and Men of God Moving. We want you to know if you have any moving needs, they will give you a substantial discount because they're fantastic. And Johnny's coordinating so he can be on the show through the phone with me next week. So we're working on that now. You can reach them as well by going to hemustincrease.org, and we have a link to them as well. And Mr. Restore, one of our faves, we've got Clint, who loves the Lord, loves restoration, loves bringing people back up to the place where they were hurt, from where they were hurt, and you have to like that. If you have any fire or water damage, cleanup, sewage removal, any process, any problems at all, you can go to MrRestore.com, or you can connect to them through our website as well. We're getting ready to go into a very, very serious kind of teaching. Serious in the context that it is has to do with pneumatology, pneuma being the Greek word for spirit, ology being a study thereof. So we're going to be studying the spirit, the Holy Spirit in this case. Last time I'm going to offer it up though real quickly. Who does Jesus say is going to, who is the comforter that he's going to send? I'm going to give you that chance to answer that question, 214-210-8483. Your answer is somewhere there between John, the Gospel of John 14 through 17. I'll give the affirmation to the answer at the end of the segment. But now we're going to talk about expository teaching.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
You guys might not like that, but I do. See, this is the thing. The thing is, I know you think the show is supposed to be just for you guys, but you're wrong, okay? It's for you, it's for me, it's unto the Lord, and that's the stuff I like. I'm just a sick puppy who needs help. All right, let's go into Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to get right into the heart of it. Chapter 5, verse 18, 19, and 20 say the following. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the text we're going with. The first thing we're going to do is talk about the Holy Spirit. In this next segment, we're going to talk about why do you have to be filled? What is the filling process? It says, instead of being drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery, be filled with the Spirit. So all I want you to do is just be honest. Don't be those fake Christian kind of, don't play churchianity. Don't speak Christianese. Okay, don't do that. All right. When you, as a young person or as an adult, drank too much wine, when you, as a young person or as an adult, drank too much alcohol, when you drank or smoked too many wrong things, when you took something that altered you, influenced you, changed you, had an impact on you, that's what the passage is talking about. It's talking about not being drunk on wine, which you know when you drank too much, okay? But instead, be filled with the Spirit. The whole concept here is for us, instead of being drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery, and the word debauchery means wasteful living, and we talked about this last week about the need that people have to escape, which is a very real need for many people, which is why many people are on medication, because they have a lot of things, a lot of turmoil going on the inside. Instead, the scripture says, be filled with the Holy Spirit, which has the understanding of being controlled by, or watch this, influenced by the Spirit. So when you drank too much wine, just when people drink too much, they're influenced by the alcohol. Yeah, this isn't rocket science. You know that's true. It's like, yep, yeah. You can. In fact, you'll watch television or you'll be at a party or something and you'll go, that guy had too many. Because you can tell what's going on. You're like, okay. When he goes, yes, Ossifer, you know there's a problem, right? It's not genius. It's like, wow, that guy just drank too much. Well, that influence that the scripture is talking about from wine, that's the influence that God wants you to have from the Holy Spirit. He wants you to be influenced. He wants you to be, quote unquote, drunk in the spirit, so to speak. Now, I'm not talking about the small little movement that went on the drunk in the spirit thing. I'm just talking about the practicalities. And so here you have a passage, and we understand why the Holy Spirit's important. Why is the Holy Spirit important? Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So he said unto me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And again, Romans 8:14, which we talked about before, those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. And what do we know about what Jesus had to say? Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. If you have a notion that you can be a Christian without the influence of the Holy Spirit, you've lost your mind. You've taken your Bible and thrown it in the trash. Impossible. The Holy Spirit's involved in your rebirth. You can't be born again without the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about, remember, I did another the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. It's the only place in Scripture you find this portion where it's like, yeah, you talk about me, that's one thing. You talk about the Holy Spirit, now we're in another, now you're in another place. It's like, wow, what a protectiveness that exists there. The reality check is, though, true Christians don't do that. Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and attributing Jesus' power and his anointing to satanic influence. And so Jesus goes, oh, you are right there. You're right there. So it's really important for Christians to understand you're not the ones doing that. That's not a concern for you. If you're a genuine, born-again, Bible-believing Christian, blasphemy of the Spirit is not your problem. If you even think, oh, I hope I've never done that, you have never done it. Okay. The bottom line, though, is that we need to be filled with the Spirit. And when we come back, we're going to talk about why. I mean, what do you mean you have to be filled with the Spirit? I thought if you had the Holy Spirit, we're done. Aren't we done? We're done, right? Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that. By the way, the answer to the question, who did Jesus say was the comforter? The comforter is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, he's the comforter. He's the counselor. You might want to use the King James if you want to see comforter. It's a little cool. He's our guidance counselor. We're going to talk about this in depth when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Every once in a while when I do the radio hosting, I have this wonderful opportunity to talk to people that influence the church, that are a blessing to the church. Today is no different. I am honored and blessed, by the way, to have the opportunity to talk with Pastor Robert Morris. He is the founding and lead pastor of Gateway Church. He's a best-selling author. He's written some excellent material, but he has a new book out, which has the greatest title ever, next to the Bible. The new book is called Take the Day Off, Please. That's all I ask for. The book is entitled Take the Day Off, Receiving God's Gift of Rest. Pastor Marshall, you're there with us.
I am, David, and it is so good to talk with you today.
I do want to let you know before we get going that I was actually introduced to you by somebody at your church about a year ago. I was at a place called Inogen. And somebody named Robert, who went to your church, he gave me your book, Beyond Blessed. And I had not actually had the chance to engage on any of your material yet. I read that. It was a really timely book, which was really cool.
Oh,
and then I was able to go and get your book on the Holy Spirit, which I thought was one of the best pneumatology books that I've read in a long time. So just so that you know, I really appreciate
that. Thank you. I came from a Baptist background, and so I have some friends that are Dallas Theological Seminary. I have some friends that are Church of Christ, and I have some friends that, you know, just come from all sorts of different backgrounds that are not quote-unquote Pentecostal charismatic. And again, that's not my background either. I went to Criswell right there in Dallas and to East Texas Baptist College before that. But anyway, I've had so many guys tell me that they really appreciated that book on the Holy Spirit, and they may not even agree with everything in it, but they appreciated the sensitivity and the way I handled the person and the Holy Spirit. You know,
it was a great job. I mean, I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian. I have a Baptist and a Pentecostal ordination.
And Pentecostal.
Yeah, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Calminian, and I'm a manifold millennialist. So anytime you want to sit there and talk about diversity, I'm there for you.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us, 214-210-8483 is the text. Here is the next trivia question. I just want to let you know, the next trivia question, how many fruits of the Spirit are there? Name two of them. How many total? And then give me two of them. Okay, so you know there's more than two, right? Okay, there you go. That's your little hint. You can also call 972-445-0770. So how many fruits of the Spirit are listed? The reality check is there's probably more than is listed. I mean, just being a practical person who understands how God works. But there's a certain amount that are listed. How many are listed? And name two of them. Text 214-210-8483, or you're welcome to call 972-445-0770. I want to encourage you to go to hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. There is a specific reason why, and that is because we are at that point where we need giving help, and we would ask you to participate in that. We do have somebody calling in on the trivia question, which is kind of nice, right? Let me know when I should grab the little phone thing. And wait, it looks like it disappeared. Oh, they disappeared. Okay, that's okay. Here's the bottom line. If you want to text those answers, go 214-210-8483. If you want to call in, which you have another person calling in, it's 972-445-0770. Looks like we're ready for it. I'm waiting for Tierra to give me the thumbs up, which she will probably do in a second or so. Thumbs up. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, my name's Alton.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you. All right. So good. I'm asking, how many total fruits of the Spirit are listed? And then naming two of them. So give me the total first. How many total are listed in the Scripture?
I want to say there's seven.
Okay, go a little higher.
Nine.
That's right, sir. You got it. That's right. And give me two of them.
Gentleness, kindness.
Yep, that's good. That's perfect. Excellent. So it's love, joy, peace, and then it's patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, and while they call that last one self-control, it's actually self-restraint or temperance. And the reason that really should be temperance is because it's restraint, and it's a fruit that God does. He restrains himself from blasting everybody into smithereens. So that's part of the fruit of the Spirit. So we're supposed to restrain ourselves and behave a little better. Excellent job, my friend. Very good job. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
All right. God bless you.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Excellent. Okay, and we had a whole bunch of people texting in. It's 9. Again, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and instead of self-control, it's really restraint. I'm just telling you how it really shakes down. Because remember, the fruits of the Spirit are all fruits that God has. Because they're fruits of the Holy Spirit. See how that works? All right, don't forget our website. I'm not going to be shy about this. We're at the end of the month, and we need some help, as we often do, somewhere right between the 20th and the 29th. That's where we need you guys to really shine for us. If you're able to give, we appreciate it. If you can't, don't worry about it. There's no guilt in this process. We just want to be a blessing, and we want to keep the show going, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take our ministry partners and our listeners to get that going. Email David at HeMustIncrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And for those that do not know, what I'm about to teach could send a few people into spinning off and never listening to the show again, and I'm well aware of that. And if you think that's true now, wait till we get till tomorrow and we talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Keep in mind, I, as an individual, from an educational point of view, I have a BA in leadership and in ministry. I'm a summa cum laude 4.0, and then I have a master's degree in theological studies, and I'm in my PhD study because I have no idea why, because I'm losing my mind, that's why. And so I don't want you to think I'm coming from an uneducated point of view. However, I don't think that any of that education really changed anything about what I'm about to share. Most of this has come about through 40-plus years of being a Christian and reading the Bible, reading the New Testament 125, maybe 130 times. The Old Testament maybe about probably closer to 50, but let's say somewhere between 20 and 50. The bottom line is this. The Scripture says, be filled with the Spirit. What I'm about to tell you, people don't like. Theologians hate this. Don't care. This is just how I've come across my process in understanding Scripture. Why in the world would you have to be filled with the Spirit on a continual basis? What is it that happens? The word be filled is in the perfect present tense in the Greek, which means the continual action thereof. Why do you have to be filled with the Spirit? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because of three reasons. Number one, we spend the Spirit in ministry. Now listen to what I'm going to say and you'll understand. Acts chapter 2:4. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. What were they? They were filled with the Holy Spirit. What happened? They were speaking in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Does everybody now have to speak in tongues? No, ridiculous. But what it is that there's a filling that takes place in Acts 2:4, and they are filled with the Holy Spirit. Now watch this. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. So two chapters and 31 verses later, when they prayed, the place where they were assembled was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak God's message with boldness. Does everybody speak God's message with boldness? No, ridiculous. Same thing as the other question. But look it, in Acts 2:4 they were filled, and then Acts 4:31 they were filled. Why? Because they were engaged in ministry. And the reason that we get filled again and again and again is that we use the power of the Spirit. We engage with the Spirit when we're doing ministry. The reason they had to be filled and filled and filled, and by the way, they're filled six or seven times in the book of Acts. The reason it says be filled is because we are in expenditure mode using the Spirit to fulfill the commission of being witnesses for Jesus Christ. And it's not just the Spirit on us, which is for the witnessing. Remember, in Acts 1:8, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be witnesses for me. It also is the Spirit in us. And that has to do with the character of being like Jesus Christ. So in Ephesians 3:16, Paul says, I pray that he may grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power in the inner man through his Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps you with the character of Christ. So you spend the Spirit, so to speak, and I'm just using that word because there's really not a better word to use. You spend the Spirit in ministry. That's when the Holy Spirit's upon you, and you spend the Spirit in your walk. When you exhibit to somebody love to an enemy, that's not you. Well, that's not your flesh. That's the Spirit of God working in you. And you use some of the Spirit, you need to be filled with it again, refreshed with it again, renewed with it again. And before you get into the freak out mode, let me make it really simple for you. Do you ever feel like you need more of Jesus? Okay, case closed. Do you ever feel like you need more of God in your life? Case closed. Do you need more of the Holy Spirit in your life? Case closed. I wake up every day thinking, I'm so far away from looking like Jesus. Man, I need lots more of Jesus. I need lots more of the Father in me. I need lots more of the Holy Spirit. Not a little, a lot. And then I'm going to tell you the one that nobody wants to admit. The Spirit never departs from you. It's not like the Spirit goes in you and then leaves. We're talking about reserves. We're talking about replenishing. We're talking about being filled. So if you have a gallon of the Holy Spirit and you spend a couple of ounces, you want to be filled again. You want to be filled again. But there's one thing we haven't talked about that's crucial. And that is not just spending the Spirit in our walk and spending the Spirit in ministry, but in effect, when we sin, we leak the Spirit. You think, what? I got people who are so mad at me. I'm both a Baptist and a Pentecostal. I couldn't believe it. If you take a cup of water and you fill it, that water is the Holy Spirit in you. And if you spend a little, in ministry, you might pour out a little. And then if you spend a little in your character of Christ, you might pour out a little. But if you sin, it's like you take a pencil and you puncture the styrofoam cup somewhere in the middle, and the Spirit leaks out. And if you take a cup of water, put it in there, take a styrofoam cup, take a pencil, stick it right in the middle, watch the water leaking out. That's what you're doing when you're sinning. And you gotta fill it back up. You gotta close it up, and you gotta fill it back up. And you think, that's crazy. Not that much. If you're sinning, you're pushing out God's influence in your life. So when you acknowledge him and confess that sin, he pours more of himself back into you. Why is that weird? I guess I don't get why that's weird. It makes perfect sense. So you have the Holy Spirit that you spend in ministry, which is why they need to be filled and filled and filled. We're told to pray continually to be strengthened in our inner man for our walk. And then if you sin, you're grieving the Holy Spirit, where it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit and do not quench the Holy Spirit, which we're doing both of those things when we sin. So we're restricting the Holy Spirit. So if he's not leaking, he's certainly pushed to the side. But leaking gives me a better example or picture, where I can understand it. And it's crucial for you and I to come before the Lord, acknowledge, and ask to be filled every day. Because I don't want to go with 90%. I want 100%. I want my tank full. And that's what you all should want. Now, if you think any of that's interesting at all, when we go to tomorrow, we're going to lose about 50 listeners. But we're going to cover the baptism of the Holy Spirit from a Baptist point of view, just straightforward as I can be. All right, folks, we're going to take a break and come back. We got the next section to go into. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait. There's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people and have so for the last 5 years from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe, this September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey. This book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here
Absolutely.
In the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? And she said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Guys are getting a good dose of why we have a tagline, Spirit-led, Bible-grounded. Getting a little handle on that. Don't forget, you can reach out to us by text, 214-210-8483. You can also call the show. That's our number to call the show, 972-445-0770. I do happen to have another trivia question. This is a little more classic. You need to be able to finish this. Ready? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called... I'm stopping right there. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called... What? What's the answer? You can text 214-210-8483, or you can call 972-445-0770. Even if somebody calls and gives the answer and you think you have the answer, send the text anyway. Doesn't matter. All right, website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. That's pretty straightforward. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I do like telling you guys from time to time some of the history. And for those that don't know, I just thought this was worthwhile. Today is National Hummus Day. I like hummus. My wife, It's National Strawberries and Cream Day, so come on now. Come on now. In theory, it's supposed to be Ascension Day. Let me just respond to that real quickly. Ascension Day means 39 days after Jesus ascended. That would be wrong because Acts 1:3 says he appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God after his resurrection. So it's not 39 days after. I don't know where they came up with that. And then I thought this was super fascinating. 1738 on this day, Methodist Church, Charles Wesley's experiences, his evangelical conversion. He and his brother, John Wesley, founded the Methodist Church. The Methodists, for those that don't know, in the very, very early days, were much more radical than the Charismatics. People don't even know that. They had something they called the jerk and the bark. Boy, you really want to get into history. Get into that. Last thing I'll tell you, on this day in 1980, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, opened up in theaters. I remember because I went. That's how I remember. That's just so long ago. Isn't it just such a long time ago? It's like, how long is that, 40 years?
I believe, yeah.
That's 40 years? Oh, my We're going to move on now because I feel like I don't want to discuss this anymore. So for those that are listening and you're like, wait, well, that whole thing on the spirit, you mean that was all there was to it? Yeah, you'd be amazed how intense people get about this. It's really kind of a weird thing, but there's nothing superbly weird about it. You're supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You're going to spend the Holy Spirit if you're doing ministry. When I do this show and I drive home, I spend almost all of that time reviving and recouping and worshiping in the Lord. I do all the time. When I exhibit any kind of Christian character, I know it's not me. So I often go to the Lord. And then when I'm sinning, I know I'm squishing the Spirit. And it's like, I can't, I got to stop doing that. I'm pushing the Spirit out of me in that sense, or he's leaking, or however you want to phrase it. I don't care. The picture is really what's important, that you understand what's going on, that quenching and grieving are bad things that restrict, right? Got to stop doing that. Tomorrow is the theological one. And I am telling you, I promise you, I guarantee you, after you hear what I have to say, you'll go, well, that makes sense. Because it's just the most practical of all of the way that everybody teaches it. It's not my invention, but it's my summation of that theological zone. So it's not because I'm smart. It's just because it's like, that's what I came to. Makes sense to me. Works for me. All right, let's get into the next section. And by the way, I'm not that bright, so don't go, oh, he thinks he knows so much. No, I don't. I don't know anything. I told God today, I'm an idiot. I know I'm an idiot. I'm just God's idiot. That makes the big difference. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Don't you love it? So verse 18 tells you to be filled with the Spirit. And by the way, verse 18 and 19 and 20 are all connected as like one unit of thoughts or one long sentence or, you know, one structure. And so here it's talking about being filled with the Spirit, and some of that is demonstrated by the words that we speak. And music is for celebration, and Christians, more than anybody in the world, ought to be celebrating. It's funny because what this really is a stand against frumpyism. Do you like that? Frumpyism? Frumpyism. That's the people that are Christian Eeyores on a regular basis. Oh my, it's my birthday. I mean, come on, right? Jesus is coming back soon. Oh my. Could you smile, for crying out loud? Does anything in there that makes you smile at all? There's a frumpiness that goes in the Christian realm. We got to kind of, you know, people, you can't figure out, I'd be a Christian, but who wants to be that miserable? That's what some people say. Because we don't recognize very often that we have the greatest gift and hope that could ever exist. It can't even enter into your mind the great things which God has prepared for us. Eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And I say rejoice. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 18, 19, 20, rejoice. I mean, there's a command, rejoice. How could you not rejoice? And music is for celebration, and it's for worship, and it says, instead be filled with the Spirit and speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. That is just, that's a picture of happy people. Now, I'm not saying that being a Christian means you're always going to be happy, but we have a reason to be happy. We have a hope, and we have a confidence, and we have an assurance that the hope is like an anchor to our soul that we get to go, yay! I mean, there is an ultimate party coming, and you're invited, and your name is on the invitation. And it's going to be the greatest thing, and we get to celebrate with one another, and we get to celebrate with God. And you know, one of the reasons Satan hates all this celebration, some people believe that he was in charge of worship prior. I mean, there's a whole theology on it. And it's like, he hates that worship. It's like, good. It's good. I don't care. Here's what Isaiah 61:3 says. To give them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Got a heaviness going on? You got some really bad stuff because it's really hard on you? Yeah, I got a message for you. You're going to hate me for ages gone by, but I still love you. Praise the Lord. What do you think of that? Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. In the NIV, it says the spirit of despair. Are you in despair? Put on the garment of praise. Put on the garment of praise. Celebrate. Be an anti-frumpyism person. Because you, by the grace of God, have been given the opportunity to spend eternity with God in a heaven that's so fantastic, you can't limit it by human imagination. Wow! And wait, get this. It never ends. This is one of my theories. This is not a scriptural thing. I'm not going down that road. But it's my theory that we could not do it now because our bodies could not contain it, which is why we need to put on the immortality so that when we're with God, the explosiveness of the joy and the blessing and the grace, if we were in this body, we'd explode. That's my theory. That's why we got to put on immortality, because mortality can't handle it. And it's a celebration. And I know there's bad stuff, and I'm not telling you it's to ignore it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying in the framework of facing that stuff, pull out the true reason that you can celebrate, that you can sing, that you can put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that you can make music in your heart to the Lord. You are going to be hanging out with God, and you're going to be dancing in the streets, and it's going to be so fantastic. It's going to be a continual party. And then we're going to find out, what is it the Lord wants to do? What are we going to do next? How exciting. If you think, I love Star Trek because it's exploring and they go in the space and they check this out. I think that what God has in mind is 1,000 times better. I'm just going to have my own ship. What? But it hasn't entered in my mind. So if I can think of it, heaven is better. What's better than having my own ship? I mean, come on. And my wife will be my first officer. She's going to be my co-captain. And the issues of the house, she can decide. The issues of my life and safety, I decide. That's how we do it. Here's the bottom line. Don't miss this celebration. Be persistent and consistent in acknowledging and praising and rejoicing. You're saved and you're going to heaven. Talk about the ultimate party. I mean, this is going to be phenomenal. I mean, come on. I want millions and millions of years to talk to all the believers, to know everything that's going on. Then I can't wait to find out what God's going to do next. You don't think he's going to do all this and then we're going to go to sleep? Come on, people. Come on. The hope is so powerful. It's so powerful that we should be filled with the Spirit and speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs and singing and making music in our heart to the Lord, rejoicing with God and rejoicing with one another, right? All right. The answer to the question, blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of God or the sons of God. Either one of those will work. Excellent job, everybody. Who's participating. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Voice of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I love that intro music. A lot of people don't know where that's from. And it's just a classic band from 78, 79 Christian music. One day, I have a gentleman who listens to this show, and his name is John Gee, and he asked me about Daniel Amos, and I went to a Bible study with the bass player there, and it's really funny because some of the older stuff, it's just classic. And there's one band called Ishmael United. And they have some way classic music, and that's where that intro is from. I just had to share that with you. If you want to call, you're welcome to call the show, 972-445-0770. We do pray for people on the air. We do hear praise reports because we think everybody should hear the cool things that God is doing in everybody's life, not just in your life, in everybody's life. You want to know, hey, the Lord's doing this, the Lord's doing this, that's cool stuff. Plus, you can also answer trivia that way. You can also do the exact same thing through the text at 214-210-8483. Here's the last trivia question, but a little tougher. I did this on purpose. Here we go. We already talked about how many works of the Spirit there are. How many works of the flesh are listed? How many works of the flesh are listed? So wherever you were looking for how many works of the Spirit there were, how many works of the flesh are listed? There's actually three acceptable answers, which just don't freak out, but do your best to calculate it and say either call it in or send it in by text one way or another. That is that. Don't forget hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. We live off of ministry partner sponsorships and listener donations. That's how we exist. It's how we pay for the show. It's how I keep going. That's how my wife and I pay for rent and food. And then she works full-time supporting the ministry. And I work full-time and going to school full-time. And we're doing the best we can. And it's in your folks' hands. And we pray that you'll be able to bless us. But we know you can pray for us. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. And YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. So this next section, I got to tell you, I've been quoting this one passage wrong, so I want to make sure to get the passage correct. I don't get mad at myself when I'm a little older now, but I recognize if it's wrong, I need to say that and acknowledge it. So let's do the very last verse that we're covering in Ephesians in this teaching, and that is verse 20. Ephesians 5:20 says, "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." So just so you can understand, verse 18, 19, and 20 are like one thought. Instead of being filled, do not be drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery, but instead be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So now there's a whole group of people. Listen, I kid you not. I am not kidding. That are against the idea of giving thanks to God for everything, because they don't think that everything should thank God for. So what I've been quoting on quite a bit is 1 Thessalonians 5, and I've been quoting verse 18, and I've been saying it's verse 20. That's my mistake. So 1 Thessalonians 5:18, 19, and 20 say this: "Be joyful always." Let's see, how often is always? Always. "Pray continually." How often is continually? Continually. Verse 18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So we know it's part of the will of God for us to give thanks in our circumstances. In how many of those circumstances? In all of those circumstances. Why? Because God works out things for our benefit. He works them out for our advantage, for our best interests. So when you have a passage like Ephesians 5:20, which says, "Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ," you think, well, does he mean always give thanks? Yes, that's why it says always. For everything? That's why it says everything. In the name of Jesus? Yeah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The problem is people think, well, when you go through a difficult time, you really shouldn't be thanking God for that because it's difficult and God doesn't really connect to difficulty. Well, that's absurdity because Isaiah chapter 30 says that he gives us the bread of adversity to eat. So I don't know where anybody came up with that kind of thinking that only things that God do, it's all always positive, never anything that's difficult or hard. It's ridiculous. Look at the life of Jesus Christ. It took plenty of sacrifice for him to do what he had to do. And let's just keep in mind things that, like Job said, you know, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we accept good from the Lord? Not bad. You got to take it all. Because God uses it for purpose. And that's where we lose it. It might not seem great, but because God is, was, and always will be, it has a great ending, and you can be thankful immediately because its ending will be a blessing. So you can be thankful throughout the whole process. You can thank God in the beginning, in the middle, at the end. And the worst part about it is Christians who have a hard time with other Christians who are thankful. Why? Why are you upset that people are saying thank you to God? What is it to you that you would concern? You and I should just be people of praise and thanksgiving. I read an article about a guy who went after another guy because that guy said, "Be thankful for everything." Do you think the Lord's impressed with that? The guy said, "Be thankful. God's going to work it out for good. He's going to make things work out the way they need to work out. You can be thankful in the beginning, the middle, and the end." It's awesome. So somebody went after him for that.
Why would you go after another Christian for that? Even if you can't do that, why wouldn't you say, what a blessing that that person has a continual feast and that they delight in the Lord? Isn't that a good thing? That they give praise? Hey, at least they're not swearing. You see what happens is you get all caught up. Well, this person's got to act like I would. No, they don't. I wish I could be thankful in everything, through everything, at all times. I wish I could do that. I pray to do that on a much more powerful basis. I ain't that good at it. I'm the guy that goes, yeah, I know it's going to work out for good, but until you get me to the end, I'm going to grump a little until I get there. And then I just lean back on my, it's my people's heritage, you know, complaining from the desert on. The idea here is for us to have this attitude of gratitude in the actuality of God's faithfulness. That's what it's about. Do you think God is faithful? Yes or no? Will he be faithful in this circumstance? Yes or no? Can you say thank you? Yes or no? That's all it is. It's not this big, complex theological construct. Be a happier person in God. He loves you. Isn't that good? But the world, the virus, the politicians, the Democrats, the Republicans, the traffic, the taxes, the this, the that. Be a happier person in God. Right? Our poor people only have two big screen TVs and three digital phones and four computers. This you gotta be kidding, right? Blessed to be alive. You're blessed that God gave you existence in the first place. He owes you and I nothing. So just be thankful. Say, yeah, all right, Lord. And I'm telling you right now, I know you might not be aware of this, but I pray if one person is one time more thankful once out of all the people that hear me in 40 plus years, I'm doing my job. And if I can be more thankful, then I'm doing what he's called me to. And that's what I want. And that's what you should want. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he delights in you and he has your best interests in mind, and he will take care of you and he will watch over you and he will protect you. He's probably saved you 10,000 times you don't know about. That's how much confidence you can have in him. He's just the best dad ever. My dad was kind of not great, okay? Not the greatest dad or whatever. God the Father has made up because he's just the best there ever was, best there ever is. He's the best dad. I can be appreciative of that. Every Father's Day, every day is like a Father's Day that way, okay? All right. Take our break. Don't forget tomorrow, pretty radical stuff. By the way, the answer, 17, technically, is the answer. How many listings of the flesh? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break, then we'll be back. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.